This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let's go over the word breaker. وإذ and when نجيناكم, we saved you all. The word نجينا is نجي meaning saved, نا means we, and كم means you. So نجينا, we saved, كم, you. Remember that the نون at the beginning, that is not we. Okay, that's part of the root. Okay? Because the word is نجينا means we, نجينا, we saved you. من from Ali people, Ali is a new word. We say اللهم صل على محمد وعلى Ali محمد. So Al is people, followers. فرعون of فرعون, يسومونكم. يسومون, they afflict. Upon who? كم, you. سوء, evil, العذاب, the punishment. يذبحون, they slaughter. Why is it they? Because of the ya and the well-meaning. أبناءكم, your sons. أبناء is sons. It's plural of ibn. We did the word bani earlier. So we see that the plural of the word ibn is banin, banun, and also abna. أبناءكم, your sons. ويستحيون, and they seek to keep alive. They keep alive. يستحيون, ya, wawnun at the end gives the meaning of they, and the sin and ta gives the meaning of seeking, desiring, wanting. So يستحيون, they were keeping alive. نساءكم, your women. نساء means women. What does men mean? What is men in Arabic? رجال. رجال is men, نساء is women. So نساءكم, your women. وفي and in ذلكم, that for you all, or that or you all. Previously we did the word ذلك. What does ذلك mean? That. This is different. This is ذلكم, that or you all, or for you all. Okay. Remember that. What kind of a noun is this before that? What kind of a word is this? It is used to point to something, isn't it? It's ism ishara. It is used to point to something, and this in particular is used to point to something that is far. Right? Now we have done the word ذَلِكَ. We have done the word ذَلِكُمْ. Right? We have also done the word هَذَا. Right? We have done the word هَذِهِ. Right? So we see that the word the comes in various forms in the different versions of this word, or in the different forms of the word. Okay? The likum, the lika, ha the. Right? So the comes in the different forms. And we did the word ma the. Ma the arad Allahu bihadha mathala. Remember? Ma the. How did we translate ماذا? What is that? So we see that the word ذا is actually the ism ishara. The word ذا means that. And you attach different words with the different letters to it to give additional meaning. Okay? So for example, when you attach لي with it, when you attach لي with ذا, it conveys the meaning of pointing to that which is far. So which is why it's ذَلِكَ, ذَلِكُمْ. Okay? So لِي conveys the meaning of far. And when you attach هَا to it, like when you say هَذَا, هَذِهِ, what does that mean? That you're pointing to something that is near. So the actual word is ذَا. Alright? So this is the focus, ذَا. And the other words that you put with it, they give additional meaning. So, the means that, li conveys the meaning of far, and what is this kum? Kum means you all. Okay? And similarly, in the word ذَلِكَ, the ka at the end means you, one person. But we don't translate it every time. Who is this you or you all referring to? No, generally when you use the word ذَلِكَ or ذَلِكُم, who does the ka you refer to? The person who is being spoken to. The person who is being addressed. The listener. Okay? So over here, since the Bani Israel, all of them are being addressed, therefore it is ذَلِكُمْ, that for you all, that O you all. Okay? Do you understand this word now? ذَلِكُمْ, why is it ذَلِكُمْ and not ذَلِكَ? So ذَلِكُمْ, that for you all, بَلَاءٌ, a trial. بَلَاء is a test, a difficulty, a trial. مِنْ from رَبِّكُمْ, your Lord, عَظِيمٌ, great. This عَظِيم is explaining بَلَاء. The word عَظِيم is the adjective of the word بَلَاء. بَلَاء is trial. What kind of a trial is it? عَظِيم, great. So a great trial. وَإِذْ and when فَرَقُنَا, we parted. Why is it we? Because of the na. بِكُمْ, for you. Literally it is with you, but it gives a sense of with you, meaning because of you, for your sake. So with وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمْ, and when we parted, for your sake, الْبَحْرَ, the sea, when we parted the sea for you. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ, then we rescued you. Again the word فَأَنْجَيْنَا, أَنْجَي is rescued, na means we, أَنْجَيْنَا, we rescued, كُمْ, you. وَأَغْرَقْنَا, and we drowned. أَغْرَقَ, to drown, na, we. Ala, people, followers, Fir'auna of Fir'aun, wa antum, while you all, tanzurun, you all look. Why is it you all? Because of the wa'nun. Wa idh and when, wa'adna, we made appointment. You know about the word wa'da? Promise. So we made a promise, we made an appointment. Musa with Musa, for how long? Arba'ina, 40. Laylatan, nights. Thumma, then, ittakhaztum, you all took. You all took. اتخذ, to take. تم, you all. العجلة, the calf. من, from. بعده, after him. Why is it after him? Because it's بعدي, he. The ها indicates him. وأنتم, while you all. ظالمون, ones who do wrong. ظالمون is a plural of ظالم. Okay. ظالم, one who does ظلم. The وعنون indicates plural. ثم, then, عفونا, we pardoned. عفونا, we pardoned. Why is it we? Because of the na. What about this wow? It's part of the root. Okay. عنكم, from you. من, from, بعدي, after. ذلك, that. Now you see the word ذلك comes over here. لعلكم, in order that you all, so that you all, تشكرون, you all be grateful. It's you all because of Wa'amun. وَإِذْ and when, آتَيْنَا, we gave. آتَي is to give, نَا, who gave, we gave. Musa to Musa, الْكِتَابَ, the book, وَالْفُرْقَانَ, and the criterion. الْفُرْقَانَ, the criterion. فُرْقَانَ is from فَرَقَ, which means to separate. لَعَلَّكُمْ, so that you, تَهْتَدُون, you all obtain guidance. تَهْتَدُون is from هِدَايَة. You see the additional ta in the middle? The first ta means you. هَا, دَال, gives the meaning of root. What is this ta in the middle? Does it mean you or she? No, it doesn't. This is additional letter, just as the seen and ta. Just as in the word تَلَقَّى. Okay, this is the additional ta which gives additional meaning. What meaning does it convey? Inshallah, we'll study that. وَإِذْ and when, قَالَ, he said, مُوسَى, مُوسَى, لِقَوْمِهِ, to his people, يَا قَوْمِ, O my people. Why is it my people? Huh? Because of the meme? Because of the kasra under the meme. The word is actually قَوْمِ. The word is actually قَوْمِ, just as فَرْهَبُونِي, فَاتَّقُونِي, and the ya is eliminated. So ya قَوْمِ, O my people, إِنَّكُمْ, indeed you all, ظَلَمْتُمْ, you all have done wrong. أَنفُسَكُمْ, to yourselves, بِاتِّخَاذِكُمْ, by your taking, الْعِجْلَ, the calf, فَتُوبُوا, all of you repent. What is this? What kind of a word is this? A command, an instruction. فَتُوبُوا, all of you repent. إِلَى تُو بَارِئِكُمْ. بَارِئ is one of the names of Allah. كُمْ, your, so your creator. فَقُتُلُوا, so you all kill. Again, this is a command. It's an amr. أَنفُسَكُمْ, yourselves. ذَلِكُمْ, that for you all. Again, ذَلِكُمْ, that for you all. خَيْرٌ is best, لَكُمْ for you, عِنْدَ, near, بَارِئِكُمْ, your creator. فَتَابَ, so he turned in mercy, عَلَيْكُمْ, upon you. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. We have done these words before. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ, you all said. What kind of a verb is this? Present or future or past? Past. قُلْتُمْ, you said in the past. Ya, O Musa, Musa, lan, never, nu'mina, we will believe. We will believe. Why is it we? Because of the noon at the beginning. Okay? The noon at the beginning. The noon at the end is a part of the root. So, lan nu'mina, we will never believe. Laka, for you, hatta, until, nara, we see Allaha jahratan, openly. فَأَخَذَتْكُمْ, so it seized you. Why are we translating it as it seized you? Where do we get the meaning of it from? The ta, good. أَخَذَتْ, it seized. كُمْ, you. What seized you? الصَّاعِقَةُ, the thunderbolt. وَأَنْتُمْ, while you all, تَنْظُرُونَ, you all were looking. It's you all because of the ta and well-meaning. ثُمَّ then, بَعَثْنَاكُمْ, we raised you, we resurrected you. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ, after your death. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Again, ta wa noon, you all do shukr. وَظَلَّلْنَا, and we shaded. Why is it we? Because of the na at the end. عَلَيْكُمْ, upon you, الْغَمَامَ, the clouds, or the cloud. وَأَنْزَلْنَا, and we sent down. Why is it we? Because of the na at the end. عَلَيْكُمْ, upon you, الْمَنَّ, the man, وَالسَّلْوَى, and the salwa. Kulu, you all eat. What is this? An order, an instruction, a command. All of you eat. Min, from, طَيِّبَات, good things. مَا, that which, رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, we provided you. What verb is this? Past tense. وَمَا, and not, ظَلَمُونَا, they wronged us. Why is it they? Why is it they? Because of the wow. And why is it us? Because of the na. So the word is ظَلَمُوا, they wronged. Who did they wrong? Na, us. So مَا ظَلَمُونَا, they did not wrong us. وَلَكِن, but, كَانُوا, they were, أَنفُسَهُمْ, themselves, يَظْلِمُونَ, they do wrong. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا, and when we said, أُدْخُلُوا, what is this? A command, all of you enter. هَذِهِ, this, الْقَرْيَةَ, the city, the town. Notice the word الْقَرْيَة, it is feminine in Arabic. Why? Because of the ta at the end. Okay? Mostly, the words that end with the ta at the end, the ta marbuta at the end, not the ta which means she or you. Okay? This is a ta which looks like a ha, it only has two dots on it. Okay? This ta is a sign of feminine. Okay? Just as you have the word Muslim and you have Muslima, Mu'min and you have Mu'mina. Okay? So the ta at the end is a sign of feminine. Alright? So qariya ends with a ta, it's a sign of feminine, it's a feminine noun. Therefore, hadihi is used for it. And not hadha. Hadha is used for masculine and hadihi is used for feminine. So hadihi al-qariyata fakulu, then you all eat. What is this? A command, an instruction. Okay? Minha, from it. Min is from and ha is it. حَيْثُ, wherever, شِئْتُمْ, you all willed, رَغَدًا, freely, we have done these words before. وَدُخُلُوا, what is this? A command. الْبَابَ, the door, سُجَّدًا, as ones prostrating. Make sure you have ones. Okay? وَقُولُوا, and all of you say. Again, this is a command. حِطَّةٌ, حِطَّة, forgiveness. نَغْفِرْ, we will forgive. Why is it we? Because of the noon. لَكُمْ, for you, خَطَايَاكُمْ, خَطَايَا, sins, faults, mistakes. Whose faults? كُمْ, yours. وَسَنَزِيدُ, soon we shall increase. Okay. We see the word wa, it means and. We see the word seen. And then we see noon. Noon means we. زَيَّدَال gives a meaning of increase. So what's the new letter? Seen. Seen gives the meaning of soon. Very soon. It gives meaning of very soon, in the near future. And remember that when this scene comes before a verb, when this scene comes before a verb, nazidu is a verb, isn't it? It gives the meaning of future tense to the verb. Remember I told you that some verbs, they are future and present. Depending on the context, you understand them. But when you put a scene before a verb, it gives the meaning of only future tense, not present. Okay? So, wasanazidu, very soon, in the future, shortly, what are we going to do? We are going to increase, for who? Al-muhsineen, those who do ihsan. Notice the word muhsineen begins with a meem, which is an indication of a noun. What kind of a noun? Over here, one that is doing an action. Okay? So muhsin is one who does ihsan. فبدل, then he changed. الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, those who did wrong, قَوْلًا, a saying, a word, غَيْرَ, other than, الَّذِي, which, قِيلَ, it was said, لَهُمْ, to them. فَأَنزَلْنَا, so we sent down. Why is it we? Because of the na. عَلَى, upon, الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, those who did wrong, رِجْزًا, a filthy punishment, مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, from the sky, بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, because they used to cross limits. Let's listen to the recitation.
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنتُمْ تَنظُرُونَ وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 40 لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِندَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون وظللنا عليكم الغمام وأنزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ
Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Khalil of Allah, the friend of Allah, he had two sons, Ishaq and Ismail. Ismail alayhi salam, he settled in Mecca, in Arabia. And on the other hand, Ishaq alayhi salam, he settled in the area of Jerusalem, in the area of Ash-Sham, what is known as Palestine today. Ishaq alayhi salam's son was Yaqub alayhi salam, who had 12 sons. And remember that these 12 sons, their descendants are known as the Bani Israel. Because these 12 sons, their children formed into 12 tribes. And they're known as the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. One of the sons of Yaqub alayhi salam, what was his name? Yusuf alayhi salam. Does anyone know about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam? Alhamdulillah. Everybody knows about it. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was very young, what did his brothers do? They threw him in a well in order to get rid of him, because they were jealous of him. According to them, their father loved Yusuf alayhi salam more. And there was obviously a reason behind that. So in order to gain the love of their father, they thought, let's get rid of Yusuf. And instead of killing him, they threw him in a well, in a dry well. And a caravan picked up Yusuf alayhi salam and took him to Egypt, where he was sold as a slave. And in Egypt, he underwent many difficulties, many trials, one of which was staying in the prison for years and years. Eventually, he got out of the prison, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and assistance, he gained a high position in the government of Egypt. And when he gained that high position, he called his family, his parents, his brothers, the entire tribe, the entire family of Yaqub alayhi salam was called to Egypt to settle over there. So we see that Bani Israel was from Ash-Sham, was from Jerusalem. And then they moved to Egypt. Why did they move to Egypt? Because Yusuf alayhi salam invited them over there. Yusuf alayhi salam had a high position in the government. And they came there, they came to Egypt to gain or to benefit from the advantages of Yusuf alayhi salam being in the government, to enjoy prosperity, to enjoy a high position, to enjoy prestige. Now the Bani Israel, they lived in Egypt with prestige and honor for a long time. They lived with prestige and honor in Egypt for a very long time. Until eventually, as they slowly drifted away from their deen, from their purpose, what happened? The people of Fir'aun overtook them and enslaved them. They lived there with a lot of prestige and honor until they drifted away from their deen and their main purpose, their main goal. When we think of being chosen people, what comes to our mind? Just to enjoy the benefits? No. Chosen people for what? To convey the message of Allah. When they did not do this, what happened? They lost the prestige, they lost the honor, they lost the dunya that they enjoyed. And instead, they were made the slave nation of the people of Fir'aun. The entire Bani Israel, the children of the prophets, the chosen people, they were made the slave nation of Al Fir'aun. When they were in the slavery, Musa alayhi salam, he was sent to them as a messenger as well as a deliverer to guide them and also to rescue them, to save them, to deliver them from the slavery that they were in. And Musa alayhi salam, when he went as a messenger, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist him with his brother. So Harun alayhi salam, his brother, was also made a messenger. Musa alayhi salam took the Bani Israel across the Red Sea so that they would reach Jerusalem. They would get out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea, and they ended up in the desert, in the desert of Sinai. In the desert of Sinai, they stayed there for 40 years. They stayed in the desert of Sinai for 40 years. And then after that, after the death of Musa alayhi salam, under the leadership of Yusha bin Nun, the Bani Israel entered into Palestine. So this is just a part of the history of Bani Israel that is relevant to the verses that we're going to study now. Which part? How they were brought to Egypt, what they underwent in Egypt, how they were rescued, how they crossed the sea, and how they finally entered their homeland, which was Jerusalem. So the following verses discuss this particular part of the history of Bani Israel, and especially these verses, they highlight the favors that the Bani Israel enjoyed at this particular time. It seems like a very sad story. And indeed it is a very sad story. An entire nation is enslaved. Entire nation has to leave a particular country, go back to their homeland, struggle for 40 years in a desert. Obviously, it is a sad story. But however, during this entire time, the Bani Israel enjoyed many favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Bani Israel of the favors that their forefathers enjoyed. Allah reminds the Bani Israel of the favors that their forefathers enjoyed. Now a person may wonder, yes, it was the Bani Israel of that time. It was they who benefited from the help of Allah from these favors. What has that got to do with the Bani Israel of the time of the Prophet ﷺ or those who came afterwards? What has that got to do with it? If you think about it, if it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's helping them, would they be alive today? No. Would they be a great nation today? No. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who helped them. So Allah reminds them of this great favor which was bestowed on their forefathers because of which they were alive, so that they might believe. So that they believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember that at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were three tribes of the Jews that resided over there. Three tribes of the Jews that resided in Medina at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who were they? The Banu Nadir, Banu Qaynuqa' and Banu Quraidah. So over here, they're being directly addressed, and through them, who is being addressed? All of us. So that we can also take a lesson from these reminders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in these verses. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ. And remember when we saved you. And remember when we rescued you. وَإِذْ. إِذْ meaning recall the time. اُذْكُرُوا إِذْ. Remember the time. Recall the time. Remember your past, your history. نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ. When we saved you. The word نَجَّيْنَا is from the root letters Noon, Jeem, Waw. It is from the root letters Noon, Jeem, Waw. The word Najat means to help someone escape or to help someone become free, to rescue someone, to deliver someone to safety. Literally, the word Najwun, Najat, is used for a place that is elevated. A place that is elevated. So when a person is saved, sometimes he is taken out of the problem that he is in. For example, if a person is drowning in water, he is taken out of the water and he is put on a place of safety, which is raised, which is elevated. So وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ. When we saved you, when we delivered you, when we rescued you from the difficulty that you were suffering from. When we saved you from who? Min Ali Fir'aun, from the people of Fir'aun. The word Al is used for the family members. Okay? It is used for the family members, for a race, for a dynasty. And the word Al is also used for the followers of a particular faith or person or leader. Over here, Ali Fir'aun, the people of Fir'aun. They were related to Fir'aun because they were of the same race. And they were also followers of Fir'aun because Fir'aun was their king. He was their monarch. He was their leader. So remember when we saved you, from the people of Fir'aun. Who are the people of Fir'aun? The people of Fir'aun includes Fir'aun himself. It includes the Egyptians of that particular time. And it also includes the armies of Fir'aun. It also includes the armies of Fir'aun. Now the question is, who is Fir'aun? The word Fir'aun is not the name of a particular person, but rather it is the title that was given to the kings of ancient Egypt. Fir'aun is the title that was given to the kings of ancient Egypt. And remember that Fir'aun of a particular time, he was not just the political leader, but he was also the religious authority. For the ancient Egyptians, their monarch, their leader, was not just a political figure, but he was also a religious authority. Remember that the ancient Egyptians, they were polytheists. They worshipped many gods. And they believed that the Pharaoh, the Fir'aun, was the incarnation of some god, or he was God himself. They believed that Fir'aun was not a human being, he was not an ordinary person. The Fir'aun, their king, was the incarnation of some god, or that he was God himself. For example, Fir'aun is quoted in the Quran to have said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. He said, I am your highest Lord, your greatest Lord. I am your Lord. So, Ali Fir'aun, the people of Fir'aun. Which Fir'aun was this in particular? Which Fir'aun was this? It is said that this Fir'aun refers to the Fir'aun during whose time Musa a.s. was born, the Fir'aun in whose household Musa a.s. grew up. This was the Fir'aun who was inflicting torture and harm upon the Bani Israel. He was the one who was persecuting Bani Israel. And it is said that he was Ramses II of the 19th dynasty. Allahu A'lam. Allah has said over here, Fir'aun. Fir'aun was the king of that particular time. Whoever he was, Allahu A'lam, all that is relevant to the context is that he was Fir'aun. So, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And remember when we saved you from the people of Fir'aun. Meaning, remember our blessing when we saved your ancestors from the people of Fir'aun. We saved them. We rescued them. And that is the reason for your existence today. Because a favor that is done on someone's parents is a favor that is done indeed to a person. If somebody is kind to your parents, they are being kind to you. Whatever favor a person's parents enjoy, a person himself enjoys as well. He benefits from those favors. So because their forefathers were saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was the reason for their existence today. So that is why Allah says, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, when we saved you. They were saved and as a result, you are existing today. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save them? What were they saved from? What were the people of Fir'aun doing to Bani Israel? Allah says, يَسُومُونَكُمْ. They were afflicting you. They were imposing upon you سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, evil torture, persecution. They were persecuting you. The word يَسُومُونَ is from the root letters سِين وَاو مِيم. سِين وَاو مِيم. From the word سَوْم. Saum means to take camels for pasture, for grazing. What does it mean? To take animals, in particular camels, for pasture, for grazing. This is the literal meaning of the word saum, ra'i. Then the word saum is used in the sense of pursuing something in order to get it. What does saum mean? To pursue something in order to get it. The animals, they go to the fields. Why? In order to graze over there. So the word sama yasumu is to pursue something in order to get it. Then the word sama yasumu is also used for imposing a difficult task or imposing a punishment upon someone. What is it used for? Imposing a difficult task or imposing a punishment upon someone. And in particular, this word doesn't just convey the meaning of pain, meaning it's not just a punishment in which the person is suffering from pain, but he is also suffering from humiliation and disgrace. Humiliation and disgrace. Just imagine a flock of sheep or a bunch of camels or something like that. Animals. Do they have their freedom? No, they don't. The shepherd takes them for grazing and he takes them back. Do they have their freedom? No. It's imposed upon them. So similarly, يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, they would make you, the people of Fir'aun would make you graze. Upon what? Evil punishment. They would force it upon you. You were like their animals. You were subjected to their will. You had no choice. And where did they take you to pasture? Adab, su'al adab, evil torture, evil punishment. The word su is from the root letters, seen wa'u hamza. And the word su is used for anything that upsets a person. Anything that a person dislikes. Anything that a person finds disturbing. It could be something that is tangible, something physical. For example, if a person hits you with a stick, it's going to hurt you. Or it could be something that is intangible. For example, a person is rude to another and he hurts them in the intangible sense. So su is anything that is evil, anything that upsets a person, whether it is tangible or intangible. So su is evil, repulsive, very negative, very bad. So very repulsive, what? Al-adhab, punishment. The word adhab is from the root letters Ayn, Tha, Ba. We have done the meaning of the word adhab before. What does adh mean, literally? What does it mean, adh? Something that is sweet. Adhab is to take the sweetness of life away. To take the pleasure of life away. What else does it mean? We gave you another meaning for the word adab, the literal meaning. Open your juz, go back to your notes. I want to know the literal meaning of the word adab. To be unable to eat anything or to be unable to sleep because of extreme thirst. So it is when a person is in a state of torture. Adab is punishment. Also the word adh conveys the meaning of restricting or confining something. Restricting or confining something. A punishment, what does it do? What does it do? It restricts a person. It confines a person. For example, a person is punished with detention and he is to stay for an hour after school. He is confined. Right? Similarly, a person in his punishment, he is imprisoned. He is confined. So it confines a person, it limits a person, it takes his freedom away. Also, a punishment is called adab because it prevents others from committing the crime. Isn't it? To hinder. It prevents people from committing the crime. So su al-adab, adab is punishment. They were inflicting upon you evil torture. The worst kind of punishment. What is this worst kind of torture that the people of Fir'aun were inflicting upon the Bani Israel? It is said that su al-adab, it refers to the Bani Israel being enslaved. The Bani Israel being enslaved. When they were enslaved, they were made to work very hard. Fir'aun had a passion for architecture, buildings. And he made the Bani Israel work in order to make those buildings. If you look at the pyramids, they exist till today. Just imagine all the hard work that must have been put in to carry all those huge blocks of concrete, of stone, of solid rock. I mean, This kind of work would be done today through cranes. And imagine, who was working then, back then? The Bani Israel. And they didn't just make the pyramids. They would work in the houses as domestic slaves, as laborers. They took work out of them. So basically, Su' al-Adhab, this evil punishment that was enforced upon them, this evil torture that was enforced upon them, was slavery, humiliation, utter disgrace, hard labor. That they neither had any deen, nor did they have any dunya. They had no religious freedom, and they had no dunya either. Yasumuna, because remember the meaning of yasumuna, to inflict, to force something upon the other, to impose a hard task upon the other. So what was a very hard task that was imposed upon them? Labor. They were made slaves. Yasumunakum su'al adhab. What else would they do? Yudhabbihuna abna'akum. They would slaughter your sons. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. And they would keep your women alive. Allah says, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ. And in that for you was a bala, a trial, مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, from your Lord. What kind of a trial was there for you in it? Aween. It was a great test from your Lord. Let's listen to the recitation.
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.